when you see past 3D, you become a stranger and pilgrim down here to the nth degree. And until somebody goes through it, they don't even know. There's really no continuing city down here. This place is full of just full of insanity. They set it up to mind control people, divide people, cause paranoia, suspicions. He said, she said. They're really setting things up in such a way that people are, they want everybody isolated and separated, and everybody's living in some kind of, I don't know. They want everybody online. They want everybody watching social media, movies, instead of living it, instead of walking outside and living it. I mean, you might have people in the same house. Instead of them just talking and being together and doing things together, it's all about something else. They're in the same house together, but they're separate. I do rides here. Two people will get in the back, and the whole ride, they don't even talk. They don't even talk the whole ride. It might be a 20-minute ride. It might be a 20-minute ride. It's off the roof. Deep. Off the roof. It is really sad. It's really sad. I don't even know how to word what I'm going through here. I see a reality that is nowhere close to way to healthy, to wholeness, to truth, to love, joy, peace. Even on the highway, people tailgating you and all that stuff, speeding, trying to run you off the road. I mean, it's just like these people are trying to run you over. Why are they in such a hurry? Why can't they live in the now? Why not just be in peace? Conversation day with rideshare people, get in your car, and there's no really ulterior motive. They don't want anything. They just want to get to their destination. But when you deal with people on a job or anything else you're dealing with, people are trying to get something. They always want something from you. They want something, or they need something, or they, and it might not be material, it might just be attention, but there's always some undertone weird stuff going on with people. But when you do the rideshare and you talk to people and you have a conversation, they don't want anything. And so you can have a nice conversation without being defensive or without worrying about what their motive is. They just want to ride home, you know. There's no MK Ultra mind control. There's nothing like that. It's just let it be. Wanting some, and all you can tell them is Jesus saves. That's really all you can tell people, because if they run to Jesus, they have contentment no matter what. If they don't have anything, they have contentment. If they don't have anything, so I don't know what the message is. If you try to join a church or something, you usually turns into legalism. And then you turn into, well, we missed you, brother. Like a guilt trip. I hope you're here this, I hope you're here tonight. Well, I got stuff I got to do. I got stuff I got to get caught up on. I have other obligations too. It's really bizarro land. No matter what you try to do in life, there's always this undertone that this is not heaven. A gnawing undertone. This is not heaven. It's really sad. Really sad. I saw this neighbor get pulled up with a taxi. He fell. He was on a crutch. He fell. The taxi driver's acting like he's going to help. It didn't help. But the guy was acting a little bit ridiculous, trying to get attention, but no matter where you go, what you do, people are like playing these little mind games, and it's like, why? Just talk, just say it, you know? Just say it. I mean, they'll come up, let's say you worked at Home Depot or Lowe's and you were doing the register. They come up with all these weird, I mean, it's just a checkout. Why are they going to try to manipulate it at checkout? Why not just check out? Pay your bill and move on. But it's, people are looking for something to fill a void, or I don't know. I'm going to go home and take some magnesium glycinate and just sleep for as long as I can. Sleep as long as I can. When you're totally free, when you see past 3D and you're stepping into 5D, and you're totally free from this place. You see through all the games, you see through all the neon lights, and all the roads are winding and the lights are blinding. You see through it all, right? And it's like, you see other people trying to pull you back into that. And if you say, it's not even real, they get mad because they want you to be a part of that, whatever that is. But it's not even real. And you can't go back. Once you see it, you can't unsee it. The whole thing is fake. The money's fake. The politics is fake. Everything's fake. The colleges, the education, it's all fake. Even they make rain. They're making rain. Why are they doing chemtrails? Because the land's under judgment and they have to spend some money to make rain. They're making rain. The land's under judgment, and that's why we're in debt. That's why everything's going on. And nobody's turning back to the truth. It's just ridiculous. Insanity. It is insanity, people. I have a lot of time on my own to meditate. And I'm not distracted by noise or TV or music. And I go in here and I sit down. And I just lay there sometime and just look at the wall and think. And I promise you, most people are caught up in some kind of idolatry of some kind and don't even know it. Whether it's worshiping stuff, people, places, things. Really, if you live in the now, just think about it. If you just live in the now, wherever you are right now, just think about what you're doing now. I don't care where you're at. I'm standing here locking my car. I'm living in the now. I'm not thinking about anything else but locking this car. There's nothing else. When you live in the now, what happens? You're just thinking about the now. And what happens? It means you're in peace. You're in peace. Total peace. If you got a roof, and you got water, you got some clothes, you got some food, you got everything. You got everything you need right now. I feel a shift coming. I don't know if it's corporate leaves the whole country or the whole world or if it's individually, but I feel a shift. And I'm going to force a shift individually, but I feel a shift. I feel a big shift. I don't know if anybody else feels it, but I feel. If somebody knows what I'm talking about, say something. Because I want to see what other people are noticing. There is a shift, though. I just sense it.